So, yeah, one thing I wanted to say before I get into the next song is that it was a really interesting story that an elder once told me. He said, you know, the archaeologists, they're looking for marks on the earth. They're looking for signs of civilization, aqueducts, pyramids, trenches, buildings, ruins, things like that. He said, but our people tried very hard not to leave marks on the earth that you could find hundreds of years later. Our civilizations were vast. We managed the land extensively, and we populated the land densely. And many of these archaeologists would never know it because they're looking for the wrong thing. He said, one thing we did leave in our wake was biodiversity. And it's true, a lot of the foods that we eat today are indigenous foods. That's because we generated a healthy, incredibly diverse palate. And we understood that genetic diversity, linguistic diversity, cultural diversity, all of these different forms of as-e, I think is how you say it in my language, the diversity of things, that was the foundation of life. And when we have monocultures, not just in foods, but in human culture, things start to die. And he said, we used to generate incredible food systems. And he said, one of our principles was we never broke what Creator had made. We might enhance what Creator had made or facilitate what Creator had made, but we never broke what Creator had made. For instance, if you go to southern New Mexico, you'll see a silver mine that is as far as the eye can see, whole mountaintops removed. And they broke what Creator made, these mountains. And when you break the thing that Creator put in place to give you life, your life is going to be compromised, and there are consequences. Not so much like, oh, I'm going to punish you, but just natural fact consequences. You can't live on a world where you're destroying the life support system Creator made for you. And so, damming rivers, that's a way of breaking what Creator has made. And people don't understand there's salmon that have to go up that river to spawn and to bring nutrients up to that river. Because after they spawn, they die. And they leave that all that biomass in the river. And it gives given to the eagles and the bears and the soil and the trees and everything feeds off those salmon who bring the nutrients from the ocean back up. And so this is just some knowledge I wanted to impart to all of you and to understand that we had vast civilizations right here where we're sitting, and that has not been fully understood by archaeologists.